Blog Talk Radio.
We back. Good evening. Welcome back. It's a new Monday evening, excuse me. We've seen another day, those of us that have, those of us that have not or could not, or a family member didn't make it or are sick or what have you. We send up our prayers. Thank you all for tuning in today. I feel like we always have good shows. This is Kay with The Answer Is You. Yes, it is. If the world don't have the answer, you know the answer is you. Always remember that. We're going to be talking about ED. It's erectile dysfunction is what we're speaking about today, and I would like to educate you on if these problems are happening. And I don't know a lot of, if people realize men and women go through it, you know. But it's just about the same, just a little bit. You know, one is a male, one is a female. But I would like to educate you a little bit more on that topic. And in that way, you know, you would know that you do have an alternative way of dealing with anything that's going on in your body. You know, the pills have side effects. That's what I'm told. I don't know. But I'm quite sure it does. And people don't want to take it. And a lot of relationships are lost or what have you because of. So I just want to educate you on where you can get essential oils and how essential oils can benefit you in these times of need. And then whatever time you have, you know, if you have a child that's going through a focusing problem, ADD or what have you, you don't want them to take the pills. I understand that about the side effects or whatever, but call Ms. Kay. And we can talk about, you know, how the different essential oils help with that, even with the children, you know. So, you know, I'm just trying to educate and let you know what's out here. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And I would like to let you all see that there's a male side and a female side. So, you know, men, stop saying that the woman is going through the change and she can't do this, she can't do that. But, and a lot of times, the men know it's going on with them, and they would blame the woman for not getting him where he needs to be. But you're not being honest by telling her you're having these different effects. You know what's going on with your body. You know, just we just have to open up the communication gap. And that's what's important. If you're going through something, you know, don't make your lady feel like she's not doing her job and that's why I went out because but you already know your Johnson have a problem, you know. Might not want to go talk about it. It's okay. All of this stuff that's happening is normal. It's just, you know, normal wear and tear on your body that go for the male and female. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start the show off. Let's see. I'm gonna play a song, and after then we're gonna get right on into the topic, and hopefully, you will get some, you know, gain some knowledge out of this, you know, because, and the reason why I'm doing this topic, is because I get that call, and I have guy friends and stuff that talk and. You know, different things like that, but you have to be honest with what's going on, whether it's male or female. You know, you have to be honest and tell your partner, hey, I don't feel right, or, you know, the answer is not just, I just don't want to do it. You're in a relationship, you know. Don't blame the other person because, you know, what's going on with you and you're not strong enough to talk about it, but you should because that's your partner. So, let's get this show started, and we're going to come back with some more on the topic. Okay, we back. I appreciate you all holding on. I would like to do some commercials is what I was looking for. Well, that's okay. I'll do a little something.
It's your man, Mr. B, host of the ITAB show, I Trust and Believe. It's time to connect with your main man, Lico Mack, of the Sagu Radio Show. Let's go.
That's Mr. B. He on his. Yes. And us here on Sagu Radio, this is the family. And, man, we wouldn't have it no other way. We thank God for the station and the vision that Lico had in the beginning that brought it all together. Thank you, man. Appreciate ya. But we're going to go ahead on with the topic because I keep getting these texts from people. They don't want to be on the show, but they ask the question. I tell them to call in and just listen. If not, just, catch the archive. Okay, tonight we're going to be speaking about erectile dysfunction. ED is what is, the short name for it. Now, I just want people to know, especially men, having ED is not a bad thing. We're going to say that. It's how you treat it. When you know that something is not going right, it doesn't mean that you are less than a man or you're less than a woman, because women go through the same thing. But the men, and I know it's pride and things like that, but when you're in a relationship or if you know, try to do what you can. That's why Ms. K is here today to educate you on it. And I truly understand that you don't want, our type of pills and stuff like that. I'm with you on that. The side effects and et cetera. I understand that. But when you know that there's a problem, look for other things, that you can do. If you are in this situation, and I know it is happening somewhere to somebody, because that's one of the lead things for divorces these days is no intimacy. Maybe the gentleman is on medication that he wasn't on before. So that's why I'm here today, and I'm going to educate you on how essential oils can play a big part in your life and your health. I'm going to share with you some essential oils that you can use, and I give you my website. You can order, or you can contact Ms. K, and I'll do a personal, batch for you. And I just want you all to know that there is an alternative way in healing yourself. So I'm going to educate you today a little bit on that. Did you know that having erectile dysfunction doesn't mean that it's the end of the world? I do understand, like I said, taking the pills is not, one of those things. And I'm with you on that. Who wants to take pills and the side effects are worse than anything? So I just say. Okay, brother, I got you. I have my brother texting in. Let me know. Well, I want to take it a step further. They call men, the men part of it is erectile dysfunction, but they also have it for the women, inhibited desire disorder. Same thing. 8% of women are impotent. They don't have the desire to even have sex, and that have and can bring on a problem in a relationship. What causes is like the lady may be ill, she might be on medication, or depressed, or she's stressed out, anxiety. Same thing with a man, or she do drugs or alcohol abuse. It's things like that, and it's like there's just a different name for it for the woman, but it's the same thing with the man. Everything is not exact, but it equal up to the same conclusion. And like I said, I'm gonna educate you all on what to do when, you know, far as the man go, what he need to do. I want you all to really hear me out. It is nothing wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you less than a man. It just needs you mean that you need help. But you got to want to seek help and just be careful where you get the help from, you know. So you can contact Ms. Kay. I have customers. That's why I'm doing it. And I tell you, it's more so, this is, it's more so going on than you think. You know, you can't look at somebody and say, oh, their relationship is okay. But, you know, you don't know what's going on inside the house. And I promise you that it's more prevalent than you think. It really is. It's just like somebody with a cold. It's more so. So what I can do is educate the men. Here we go. Sometimes you be done gain weight. You might drink. You might, you know, we forget about ourselves. But like I stated earlier, this is a form of growth in a human being. Things like this happen. Some deal with it and some don't. But it is a form of a depression. You're probably depressed. You're going to be depressed because you're human. You can't satisfy your woman, you know. Or you don't want to talk about what's going on. But men, if you don't talk, women don't know what's going on. And if you don't, then they're looking at, well, maybe it's something I'm doing. You know, just the FYI. You know, so that's why you should communicate with your spouse, you know, your better half or whatever they call to you. You need to talk about it if something is changing and stuff, and y'all work on it together. And just to know that these oils that I'm going to give you, you can't just go to the store and just buy them because it says peppermint. Oh, Ms. K said peppermint. You know, it's 100% organic. That's what you need. That's exactly what you need. You don't need anything with synthetic in it and all that, all the other additives and stuff that does, you know, that don't make sense for some company put them in there. You have to be mindful. For what I'm telling you about how to get the show on the road, it's not going to be in one of those synthetic oils, you know. So I just want you to get in touch with Ms. K at 817-566-4555, and I'd be more than happy to on the phone. We can just talk on the phone, and we can do a little consultation, and then I will, you know, tell you what oils that will be suitable for you, because everybody's range is different. You know, there's no one oil that fixes everything for everybody, because people are different. So I just want to educate you on that. And with the women, you know, they always, oh, they PMSing. Oh, they doing this. Oh, they doing that. Let me tell you something. It's a such thing as, you know, we don't want to be bothered, or we go through the same thing as the men do. It's called inhibited desire disorder. If you are a woman, because the study shows that it's 8% of women that are impotent. Women with little or no sex drive. And it's usually caused by illness, depression, stress, anxiety, drugs, alcohol, abuse, you name it, it's there. But I'm going to tell you something about these essential oils. You don't have to worry about it counteracting with anything you already taking. This is all natural. And juniper berry is a great oil, and this is for the male and the female. And what juniper oil do, it gives you insecure. You know, and I'm quite sure when you're going through and you feel like you less than, you know, you can't satisfy your mate, male or female, you know, juniper berry, it makes you feel better, and it keeps you from having that unworthy feeling about yourself. It enhances self-confidence in you. So regardless of what's going on, you're going to get out there and give it a try. You're going to work on it or what have you. That's with the male and the female. And jasmine, it helps with the guys. It helps with the premature ejaculation. That's what that does. It keeps you to where you won't, what am I trying to say? You'll last a little longer. We're going to do it like that. And ginger, it helps with sexuality And it helps the man to get wake up his libido, I'm going to say it like that. And Clara says it can help with lack of sexual desire. See, that's another all that keeps you focused. It turns you on. It makes you desire your partner. And that's why I say it's so important to communicate about everything. I don't care if you think it's going to hurt your feelings or whatever, but I will tell you this, male and female, it would not do the person any good by you badgering them or talking about what they can and cannot do. Because I promise you, if you live a little longer or you live longer, you might end up with the same thing too, because that's just the human life. So be careful of the words that come out your mouth. I don't care what you work on or whatever you work on, that person is not going to forget that pain you threw at them out your mouth. So you got to be careful on how you speak to one another on that too, because it can leave some scars that would have just turned both of y'all off on each other. So I just want to share that with you. Cedarwood oil, it arises the man's libido, and it helps with the emotional state. Basil, it helps with your nervousness due to, okay, maybe I'm not doing it right, or maybe I don't satisfy her. So that basil helps you with that also. So if you're interested in getting in tune with your body, working on your relationship, and you're having these dysfunctions, get in touch with Ms. Kay at 817-566-4555. And Lang Lang is a good one. It helps in balancing your emotional and your sexual drive. And lavender is very good too. Peppermint, it does the job also. And you can diffuse these oils. So Ms. K can get everything together for you. If you're interested, please get in touch with me. It's no reason to be embarrassed, because this is just a part of life. You know, you out there when you're young, some people be out there doing the food. You know, drinking, running the streets, doing whatever they're doing, you know, not taking care of themselves or their business, you know. And it all come back, you know, when you get older. And that's why it's so important for you to take care of your body, you know. Take care of your body. And that's all I'm asking. And I just want you all to know that my brother's somewhere. He's somewhere. Yes. Okay, brother, I got you. Okay, and I'm going back to the fellas. You know, you all have a lot of I don't want to know, and women, we got to be careful on how we approach this with our fellas, you know, because they have feelings too. So I just want y'all to just sit down and communicate with one another. Ms. K will talk to you about whatever you need. If you want, you know, a person there, I can show you what oils you need. I can put you in the right direction. Also, for sexual energy, you need like tangerine and lane lane. Yes. See what I'm saying? They give you the energy. Some people could get in there and do what they do, but they don't have the stamina. So tangerine and lang lang is an oil that will not leave, there's no side effects, and it will not interfere with anything you're doing. It's all natural, and it can help your problem, get your relationship back on glory lane. And empathy, see, if you have that, I'm talking to the guys this time, the women too, but these are the oils that would help stimulate you. Black pepper and peppermint, it stimulates your business, and it helps you with your circulation. It's like you know, your scrotum. If nothing circulating down there, then it's nothing gonna come up through the well. That's just what this is. And with these oils, I can I would be more than happy to help you and educate you on what you need. You don't have to be afraid. And I'm like this here. If you're going through some things and that person is not down with you, or they don't understand you, you know, you probably need to go on and kick rocks, you know, because you're already stressed out. It's not going to do you no good to hang in a relationship and there's arguing and bickering and you already know what the problem is. You already know. So when you feel it coming on or you know it's there, down and be honest with her. Or sit down and be honest with that man. Because it goes both ways. So, let's see. I'm going to play another song. And I get right back with ya.
Lately, this seems to be some insecurity. I'm about to
Jungle Love after I give you this information. That's what they're looking for. Yes, that's all male and female side. So I'm going to try to educate you where you can go on and get these on. And call Miss K. Or you can go to my website at www.mydotora.com/Andrea Anderson. So you can go there and you can look at the different oils. They have different products. Now, they do have products to where, you know, there are vitamins where you can swallow them, chew them, whatever you're going to do with them. I just, you know, like giving you the information about the oils, you know. So a lot of people don't like swallowing. People have been doing it for years. So I just try to educate. But we're going to go back to the topic about ED. It is more prevalent than you think. I just hope that when he's speaking on it, that the gentlemen, will, you know, the men will start talking about it more and doing something about it. And I tell you this, it doesn't mean that they're not man enough. And it does not mean that she's not woman enough to keep up with you. It's just part of life. You know, you keep wagging that finger and talking crazy and slipping and dipping because you feel you're not being taken care of. But I tell you, one day it's going to be your time. So before you do anything, sit down and talk, and man, be open up. Be open with the woman. Because the first thing, and I'm a woman too, if it was happening to me, I'd be like, well, Dad, what did I do? You know, he's not telling me that he's having problems. You know how men hide stuff. You need to be open and honest with us, because if that lady starts feeling like she is something she ain't doing, don't let us get in our head that, hey, maybe he don't want me no more. That's a done daughter right there. That means I'm not going to be trying no more. You already showing me you're not sexually turned on by me. I'm just speaking of what I would do if you're not telling me, well, baby, I'm having problems with my Johnson. You know, you got to speak on it. You got to talk about it. There's nothing to be embarrassed of. You know, you're not less than a man. You are a man. You're a human being. You know, things happen in people's lives. You may have gained weight. You may have overexerted yourself as far as working. You may have been in the military. Y'all know y'all have to stand pole and fall asleep on the pole and all that old type of stuff. I mean, for years, you know, a lot of y'all do that. Y'all have these stressful jobs and you don't know how to relax and all that, and that plays a toll on your body later on, and even during the fact that when you know when you out there doing it. The same thing with a woman. You take care of everybody but you. But we got to start taking care of ourselves and each other, especially if we're in a relationship and we want this relationship to work. You got to communicate. Communication rules the nation. Believe that. And we are doing our November, K-N-O-W-vember. We're doing that. The Mr. Crafty, Mr. Lico Matt came up with it. And, you know, I'm riding on it. You know, I just want you all to know, you know, to know what you know is knowledge is the power to everything for what you know. Everything you know, they can't take it from you. It's your power. So please let me educate you. And even if you don't have time or if you're not, you know, you got to go to work, I understand that whatever you got to do, the archive is always there. You can always go back and listen when you put the kids to bed if you just catch half the show, and that's fine. But just educate yourself. And men, quit telling your woman that she's not satisfying you. Ask her what's going on. Ladies, we got to be open with them. You know, we got to be open. And as far as a woman go, the men have the ED, the erectile dysfunction. The lady has the inhibited disorder. I mean, it's inhibited desire disorder is what it's called for a woman. And that means that you could have been using condoms, even though you know you're not supposed to. That breaks your body down, too. And it makes you impotent when it comes to, you know, you know you had that fun of sex drive. So, you know, I'm here to let you know that I've taken time out to do research to let you know that, hey, it's another alternative way than swallowing those pills, putting stuff in your ass, excuse my expression, but that's what they tell us to do. And that ain't what's happening. We can put this all on us. We got to stick nothing up us. You know, that's the first thing they want to do. But we just want you to know, well, I want you to know, that there is a way to get rid of all of this, the dryness. Some women just don't want to have sex. They don't even like the, if you mention it, they be like, oh, Lord, oh, Miss K, I know I'm in counseling, but ooh, wee, I don't like that. I don't know what to do. Now, this is what I get, so that's why I'm doing this talk on this show about it, because it's important, because it breaks up homes, good relationships, and everything. So with a woman, it's 8% of women that are impotent. They have little to no sex drive, 8%. And that comes from if she's ill, if she's on medicine, just like the man, depressed, stressing, anxiety, drug or alcohol use, gaining weight, not exercising, not eating right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that's our life. So it doesn't mean that she's not good. It don't mean that he's no good. Y'all need to communicate. Don't beat them down. Don't beat them down. Don't embarrass them because of what's going on with them. But you got to be honest and open up and let that man know, well, look, baby, something ain't right down there. You know, I'm not feeling it. Let me go see what I could do. And I do understand swallowing pills is not everybody's thing, and I don't blame you because there are side effects. But get with me finding the right oil for you and your situation. And I promise you, you will be educated by the time I get through with you. And I'm going to go to another song, and I'll be right back with you.
I wish I had an ice cream that looked just like you. Sweet tasting chocolate all the way through. I'd lick you slow from head to toe. Don't wake me.
them out before I get them home. Just drop, come on, feed me three more. Take some now, I know later there'll be more. You got the best, it seems you're the cream. You're the man in the picture of my ice cream dream.
That's Ice Cream Dream. Yes, just trying to put on some motivating music. Just change the scenery for a minute. We talk about something serious here. But I would like to go on and name some of the essential oils. And this is not all the oils, you know, because there are other oils also that can help with that problem. But if there's anyone out there that want to get in on the conversation, just push the number one and I'll come to your mic. And I'll open up your mic, excuse me. Like I stated before, Clarisage, it helps with a lack of sexual desire, and that's for the male and the female. So that oil right there, you can just rub, you know, rub on your back or rub, you know, your lower leg, your feet, you know, you put it on the back of your neck, you know, do it like that so it can get into your system and, it would probably be good if you diffuse it, and you can, these oils, they can be diffused, so that would probably be the best thing, set up the mood in the room, you know, have your little diffuser going and have your little oil to where you can rub your wife or your husband down, you know, just do what you do, and just be kind to each other, you know, but you're not alone, and women, we go through the same thing, but it's called inhibited desire disorder, and ED is what the man is going through. So if there's anyone out that would like to speak on the show, just push the number one. I see people jumping in. Just push the number one if you want to talk. And a lot of people call, when they do call in, they just want to listen, you know. All these people here. I don't know why people don't. Lord have mercy. Trying to go. My text and say they're trying to get online. And I just these people call me before the show. Okay, okay, thank you. I'm coming to 6893. Hello? Hello?
Yo, yo, what's up, Miss K? What's going on?
Ain't nothing. What's going on? I'm trying to put this, spit this knowledge. That's it.
I know you definitely spit me. You know what I'm saying? You got to forgive me. You know, we're here at the building getting ready the, you know, African presence in the Bible, but I was listening in on the show, man, and I know a lot of people get some great information, you know, on the herbs and the oils, I mean, you know, and different things like that. So they don't know how deep it go, you know what I'm saying? And, but they as they listen, and they'll know exactly how deep, you know, you can bring it, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, it's not just herbal things and a lot of things, man. So okay. And so you got to forgive me. We getting it ready over here.
That's fine. Yeah. Well, tell Dr. Tell Pastor Chris I said hello.
All right. I let him know. You on speakerphone. We trying to plug everything in and get it together. But you're doing an awesome job. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to definitely call in, and I'll be definitely listening once we get everything yeah, I wish we could have done it live, but everything started so late over here. You know, it was it's kind of hectic trying to do all that. But you're doing an awesome job, and man, we finna get this thing going, man. With the Bomb Radio Network, man. You know, it's doing its thing, man. So, but anyway, everybody out there listening, man, y'all make sure y'all stay locked in to Miss K Show on Mondays, man. You know how it go. Every Monday, 6 to 8. Give it in. Don't be sleep. Don't be sleep. So, but anyway, I'm going to let you go on and do your thing. I'm going to sit on the sidelines as we get this together and keep doing your thing, Miss K. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No, thank you.
It's your man, Mr. B, host of the ITAB show, I Trust and Believe. You're listening to the sounds, the woman of the hour, Miss KKK of the Answer Is You show. She'll make you do what it do.
Ain't that so? Yeah, that's Mr. B, and he's a brother. You know, we all family, and man, he stepped right on in and did what he had to do, just like we've been knowing him forever. So I'm gonna go on and play a song. Y'all know this my one of my favorites. So here we go.
Let's have some fun.
Love it, man.
So real. Going back to the future, y'all. Check it, check it. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Loving the Word of God like a Bible professor. Not just for sight, like a Bible collector. Eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change. Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain. Took a song I sang and made it a new thing. Gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name. DMV, I'm back with 25 flows. Waited upon the Lord to open 25 doors. 25 ways to praise him, choose one. He came about the grave to save and lose none. He gave me my life back and my wife back. Two kids, two cars, a crib. 30 is to 20, like 40 to 25. I'ma point you to the word, cause the word's alive. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. I got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved.
316, about 25 Bibles to get us like a billion, 25 Bibles. Mad cause we just smashed 25 Bibles and baptized a classic 25 lighters. Young fly saved with a passion for Christ, smashing and not flashing the fashion and ice. If you bring cash in, it can add to my life, but just know that my soul's not attached to a price. Caught by the Son of Man on the cross where they hung him lost running, but he still offered his loving hand. And I ain't trying to toss nothing underhand, but let's stop talking and walk like we understand. We used to go home.
25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. To the good book, trying to tell the hoods in the hood it's a good look. Let the word guide me, gave me my swagger. Used to use it like a sword, now it's more like a dagger. Jesus said, try me, don't you deny me. Get the word inside me, use it like an ivy. Just like my bishop, man, gave me a vision, man. Took me from a fool to a sold out bishop, man. Made me a soldier, fight for Jehovah. No, this ain't Picker JC, thought I told you. He's my provider, let the word shield me. Protects me from hating words sent to kill me. But they won't stop me, cause the Lord got me. Tell me that I can't tell a hater back, watch me. Watch me turn heads, cause the word got me shining. Matthew 25, 25 got me grinding. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Guts to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. To get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved.
Love it, man.
That's how we do it. DMB, Young Bizzle, King Jesus, Third Coast.
Love it, man.
G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the South, so real. So real.
All right, all right, all right. He got 25 lighters on his Bobby's on his jack. I'm talking about lighters, Lord. Okay, here we go.
Check it out.
Yeah, I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? Whoop. I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Now I've seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I've been forgiving, now I'm living. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he come in a missile shot.
I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall, you remember I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do, I do. No one could show you all, but we got you covered. From it all, that's what makes me love him. I don't need a reason to fall on my knees and tell him how I feel in my heart and let him know. You love God, what's wrong with you? I
You look out. What's wrong with you?
Love him, my lover. Love him, my love. Love him, my lover. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him.
Like playing some music, try to beef it up a little bit, get a little old swagger dagger going it through. We're gonna go to 3911. Hello.
All right, all right, all right, Miss KKK.
What's going on with you, brother?
All right. How you doing this evening?
Doing great, doing great. Trying to spit some. And so how's your day been?
Wonderful, wonderful. I've just been listening in on the show. Wonderful show. Real ironic subject matter, but it's all good.
Hey, it happens, you know.
Absolutely. I comprehend. And like you said earlier, you know, a lot of us don't want to speak about it. A lot of us don't want to communicate about it, you know, about those issues. But we have to in order to, you know, continue to have these relationships, you know, to flourish and to really be what they need to be, what's necessary. Because a lot of what you were talking about is necessary. We need to speak on those things, you know, because of you know, like you said, what we've eaten and this, that, and the other, exercise and stress, you know, and that's a big kicker right there. You know, the stresses that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, you know, both men and women. But I can only speak on, well, I can speak on both subjects, but specifically, you know, the male side of a point of view. You know, we get stressed out over this, that, and the other, you know, when we feel like we're not, you know, we're incapable of doing this, that, and the other. And then sometimes, you know, our counterparts, you know, our females, you know, the women that we're involved with, or women that I ain't going to say women because, you know, I ain't no gigolo or player or nothing like that, you know. So don't get it twisted at all.
Okay.
I'm speaking in general, you know. Sometimes, you know, the woman or the women that we're involved with, you know, don't comprehend or understand, you know, just like sometimes we don't understand, you know, because sometimes y'all can be like, it was stated on one of these movies, women, some emotional creatures, but, you know, we men can be that way also, so don't get it twisted, don't let them fool you, by no means, you know, we try to be macho and hard and this, that, and the other. But we want to be, you know, our ego, we like our ego stroked and things of that nature also. You know, we like to be loved on just like, you know, our women do, just like the females do. So, you know.
And that's something that I hear, you know. I have friends and they, you know, we talk, and then when I'm counseling, or, you know, I've just had people, oh, you do all, you know, and then they go on to talking about, you know, like with the gentleman, you know, they be like, well, look, it ain't like I don't know what I'm doing. So that's not why I'm here, you know. I understand you need help.
That's the bottom line.
That's all I'm here for. I can show you, you know, there is an alternative way than to swallow those seals. I understand that, you know. So, but, you know, you don't have to justify what would naturally happen to all of us if we live long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have been going through this ever since they was in their 20s. You know?
Yeah.
And you out there? Yeah, you're right about that. And it's like you got to, you know, it's sometimes you got to sit back and just say, hey, this is what this is. And what can I do? You know, don't make the other person feel like that there's something wrong with them. That's my biggest thing, because that's what I get. You know, I love her, but, you know, I just feel like she, you know, she don't even turn me on. She don't, no, you have to sit back and look at, you always got this 40 ounce in your hand, though, man. You can't keep
that's
doing
what I
this.
Said. Would you turn yourself on? What are you talking about? Look at the man in the mirror, like Michael Jackson said.
Yeah, you know. And that's true. And that's true. And I mean, you got to look at everything. You know, you might not feel that, but, you know, like, and that goes for a woman, too. We know when our bodies are changing.
Uh-huh.
Whether you're a male or female, you know, if don't nobody else know. You
truth
know.
Be told.
You are. Huh?
No, I just, yeah, I was just agreeing with you. I said truth be told. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then if something is happening, tell that lady or tell your partner so they won't think there's something wrong with them. Because that's the first thing we do. What the hell, is it something I'm not doing? You know? But you're not telling, hey, I've been feeling this way for the last 2 or 3 months. You know, so, you know, I'm just wanting to put this information out here. It's here, and and men quit telling that woman that you can't even satisfy me, sit down and ask her what's going on with them. Maybe that's what it takes.
Thank you. Absolutely. Communication.
And if you're talking to each other like that, the communication is off base, then the understanding is no existence. You know, so you can't get something out of nothing if you're not investing in something. You know, you ain't putting nothing in. If you talking crazy to her, or she talk, I done heard some women talk crazy to the man. You know, but sit down and talk about it. Nobody should know your business. Don't talk. You know, you try not to argue about it in front of other people.
Right.
Let's talk about it. Call Miss K, and I'll hook you up with the all, and I promise you, you'll see a difference.
I believe that. I don't know about them all, but I believe. I believe that. But I just wanted to say, Ms. K, I appreciate you for what you're doing for you know our community, you know, and individuals, you know, counseling folks and being able to speak with folks on a real basis, because it takes someone that really cares about another individual, you know, whether they're male or female. That you know really want to get to the root of things, because a lot of times we won't speak to no one, we won't counsel with anybody else, because a lot of them, girl, I ain't talking to such and such, and he like, shoot, she don't know, I ain't talking to, you know, get over all that, you know, it's time out for all that, because that's ignorance and arrogance to me. That's exactly what that is, and it's time for us as a people, and I'm talking to black folks right now. It's time for us to get out of that mindset and that mind frame of badgering one another. You know, we have to look at, you know, what's going on with ourselves, with our bodies, and these babies. We have to teach these babies behind us, these youth, these young folks that don't know, you know, what to say, what to do, and how to do it. We need to get out of that attitude and have an attitude of gratitude. Like I'm saying, I'm grateful for you as an individual, as a woman, you know, as a woman of God, to, you know, want to do some things for your people, you know, and want to do things for people, period, you know, to be able to assist them and help them in any shape, form, or fashion, you know, when it comes down to it, you know. And so we just need to get away from that ignorant attitude, you know. We don't, because, you know, our ancestors are frowning on us right now. They really are.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
They are. And
wow.
We want to make sure that this generation behind us, like I said, I know that, you know, we talking about some things that are adult issues right now. But these adult issues, these young folks that's coming right behind us, that, you know, that teenagers and coming of age. You know, once they get to that after those adolescent years and adult, they need to know some of this information. So if we don't know, we need to learn, you know, and in order to, you know, communicate with these young folks. And some, you know, it's needed. It's much needed. So I'm so grateful that you take on the tough issues, you know, because I know you and I'm appreciative. That you will take on these tough issues, you know, you know, and deal with them. That's what that is.
You know, and I appreciate that too, brother. And when I was doing my research, 1% of youth are impotent. 1%, because they are parting with these drugs. They're parting and they're buying. They're buying Viagra and Salus or whatever, Silas or whatever. They're buying that. As a party thing. You know what I'm saying? So once they get 19 and 20, ain't nothing happening.
Wow.
And that's the crazy thing about it, 1%.
Wow. And on top of that, the things that they're, you know, they're putting in the waters, all these other contaminants, the things
it
that they're, you know, they're putting in the foods, all that's what I'm saying. It all plays an effective role on with these medications that they're taking that they know nothing about, you know, because, again, you know, some of them don't want to listen, but, you know, still, it's up to us, you know, to put that information out there to assist these folks, you know, whether they're young or old or indifferent, it doesn't matter. We, you know, and I'm again, I'm glad that you're doing the research that you're doing. You know, keep on keeping on with what you're doing because your oils, those essential oils, they are much needed. You know, the ancestors have been knowing about the essential oils for a long time. We just had, you know, because we hadn't taken the time to research. But that's why I say I'm so grateful that you are taking the time to research these things and really be of assistance, you know, to the folks that need it. And you know, all of us can use these oils for real, whatever the ailment is. We can use these oils, and I don't mind, you know, coming out of pocket for some oils. Like you said, essential oils. That means they are needed. They're necessary. Y'all hear me out there? They are necessary. Essential means necessary. So it's necessary that you call Miss KKK and get your oil.
That's it. That's it. Appreciate it. But yes, that's what it is. I'm gonna have to cut out kind of early tonight because I gotta be working 2 hours.
Okay, absolutely. You know, absolutely. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah. So I'm.
We gotta do to survive.
Yeah. And that's for real. But I wanted to take time out to put this knowledge out there, and if you wasn't able to even hold on or whatever, you know, because most people listen to the archives, and we're having we have a real big busy schedule this week also, you know, with the next to the stage, you know, we having a different people like on Thursday night is Black Wall Street night, and you know we're gonna have a gentleman to come out and talk about the first black you know black owned a bank and how we can invest in it, you know, how we can, you know, get stock and stuff in it, you know, let's check it out, you know, so we don't know if we don't go. So that's what that is, but knowledge is power. And I just want you all to know to get in touch with Ms. K, 817-566-4555. And if you want to get some essential oils for impotency or, you know, as it's called for the lady, inhibited desire disorder. That means she have no desire to do nothing. And I know she wouldn't put on this earth just to do nothing. You know, and him too. So, you know, so we got some all for the both of you. So what I'm going to do is give it all to God. Thank y'all for being on, and I'm going to have to move around. Don't forget to give me a call if you have any questions. I will answer your question and lead you in the right direction. May God be with you all, and love you until next week. Well, love you until, Thursday night? I'll be back on Thursday night with my boy, Mr. B, and we're going to take it from there. God bless y'all, and stay strong, and stay focused on the prize. And always know that knowledge is the key. Good night.